So now Krishna has explained to Arjun that you are a spirit soul, you are not the body, and as a spirit soul you should perform the work in the world in a spiritual way. And therefore the third chapter of the Gita is entitled Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means to work in this world and to work in a spiritual way for the pleasure of Krishna. But at the beginning of the chapter, Arjun has a doubt which many of us may have. Arjun says, how is it possible to live in this world, to have a family, to have financial pressures, to have social pressures, to have so many other things on your mind, and at the same time, remember Krishna? Can you work in the world and function in the world and at the same time remember Krishna? Arjun says to Krishna, I don't think it's possible to do two things at the same time. And therefore, I think that it's better that I leave the battlefield and that I go to the forest and meditate and simply fix my mind on you with nothing else to think about. So sometimes we also feel like this in life, that life is too hectic, there's too many other things on my mind, too many other things to do, and I can't remember Krishna because life is just too difficult. Once one person came to Socrates, the philosopher, and he said, I don't know whether I should get married or not. Socrates looked at him and he said, you should definitely get married. And the man said, why? Socrates said, if your marriage goes nice and smoothly, you'll be very happy. And if the marriage is a little rocky, don't worry, you'll become a philosopher like me. So Krishna has arranged this whole world and our roles and our different duties in this world to actually teach us and evolve our own consciousness towards Him. So Krishna therefore tells Arjun, you don't have to leave the world. You don't have to leave your family. You don't have to leave the battlefield. Simply fight. But mam anusmara yudhya cha. Fight and remember me at the same time. And not only remember me, but offer all the results of your activities to me. When we work in this world, we receive certain results. We receive monetary results. We receive results in terms of intelligence and expertise. We receive results in terms of certain influences in the world. And if we use all of these things for Krishna, then our work becomes worship. And this is the teaching of the third chapter that Krishna gives. And one small story I'll tell you is the story of one man named Mr. Sethi. And Mr. Sethi lived in Bombay and he was in charge of a multinational, multi-millionaire. He was in charge of a firm, a construction firm. And he met Srila Prabhupada in Juhu, Bombay, and he was very inspired by Srila Prabhupada. So he said that I would like to build the Juhu temple for Krishna. So the wonderful Juhu temple that you see was actually masterminded and built by Mr. Sethi and his construction company. And he took the task of building this temple for Krishna so seriously that even though he was the head of the firm, even though he was a millionaire himself, he would go out onto the land and personally make sure everything was done properly. So one time Prabhupada called Mr. Sethi because Prabhupada was very happy with the way he was rendering service. And Prabhupada called Mr. Sethi into the room. Mr. Sethi had been on the construction site, so he was very dirty, mud everywhere, and he was in his work clothes. And Prabhupada called him in, and as soon as he entered the room, Prabhupada hugged him. He embraced him. And Prabhupada said to Mr. Sethi, you are building houses for Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And for this wonderful service, rest assured that Krishna is building a house for you in the spiritual world. In this way, we can see that whatever situation Krishna has put us in, whatever expertise we have, if we simply use that in Krishna's service, then we can attain the supreme destination. And therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, don't leave the world. Just perform karma yoga. Perform your duties, but perform them for me.